CC102 builds on the fundamentals, focusing on effective prompting and workflows. It's more than just writing prompts, we're mastering task decomposition to really leverage Plan Mode. You'll learn to guide Claude to execute tools autonomously, unlocking its potential for handling sophisticated, complex projects. By the end of this course, you'll have the skills to get the most out of Claude. It's important to understand something. Claude Code is an agent, not a chatbot. That difference matters quite a bit. Chatbots? Think simple input, simple output. You give it a prompt, it spits back text. An agent like Claude Code operates quite differently. Precision in engineering? It's non-negotiable for success. Think of it this way. First, clearly define the role. You're the back-end architect. That sets the stage. Then, assign an actionable task. Implement JWT authentication in the API directory, for instance. The more specific, the better. Next, the musts, hard requirements. You must use the existing user model. No exceptions. Finally, the must-nots, equally important limitations. Unconstrained AI execution can be risky. Take a simple request like add auth. Without guidance, it might alter configurations, the UI, even the database schema. But provide specific direction, like implement JWT auth in the API, but don't touch the database schema, and use a plan mode. The result? A far more controlled and predictable outcome. Specificity and planning are key to safe AI automation. Prompt tailoring hinges on your objective. For code execution, think precision. Explicit file paths like rscutils.py are vital. Strict must-not rules are also important, for example, specifying do not refactor outside this function. Research tasks are different. Breadth and exploration become key. Directory-level scoping, like globbing the docsquo folder, is useful here. Understanding the task's goal will guide effective prompt construction. Dashboards can get unwieldy fast. The context window strains under large requests, which increases hallucination risk. A good approach is breaking that big task into smaller, verifiable steps. Think about it. First, update the schema, then create the necessary API endpoints. After that, you can build your UI components and, of course, write those tests. This keeps the process manageable and reduces errors. Careful planning prevents problems later. It's a four-part method. First, we explore, using glob and read to understand the situation. Then, design, we draft our approach as markdown. Next, approve, human review is vital to refine and approve the plan. Finally, execute, we systematically implement the approved steps. That's the process in a nutshell. Think of TotoWrite as a project's memory. It's an automated checklist that keeps everything on track. For example, the tests are written, so that's done. The logic is in progress, and the documentation still needs updating. It's a simple way to see the project's current status at a glance. Natural language drives our autonomous tools. For instance, find all files triggers the glob tool for pattern matching. Where is X used activates grep for regex searches. Saying change this function initiates read, then edit. Critically, change code always uses read before edit. And finally, test the code triggers bash for shell execution. That's how we translate language into action. Think of subagents as a way to boost efficiency. Your main agent might be heads down writing server code. Meanwhile, a subagent launched with the task tool can simultaneously investigate ReadOS vulnerabilities. This parallel execution keeps research separate, so it doesn't muddy the main agent's focus. The subagent then delivers its findings as a clear artifact. Here's how Claude uses Git for version control, just like we do. When prompted with, what changed? Committed. Claude first checks the Git status and reviews the diff. It then executes git add a and commits with the message feat, implement JWT auth. Claude interacts with Git through the command line using bash, mirroring a human workflow. Long sessions can exhaust the context window, degrading reasoning over time. That's why the compact command is so useful. It essentially funnels a bloated conversation history down, compressing all those chat bubbles and documents. Compact preserves essential context, giving you a summarized view. It keeps the workspace clean and efficient. This is our CC102 workflow, a daily operating procedure that runs as a cycle. It starts with prompting. We keep the parameters constrained and role-based. That moves into planning, where we enter plan mode, seeking approval. Next, we track using TotoWrite decomposition. Then we execute, running an agentic loop to select tools. Finally, we commit via Git operations using bash. That completes the cycle. CC102 focuses on practical skills vital for assessment readiness. Think beyond simple prompts. We're talking about prompts with teeth, designed within strict parameters. The idea is strategically breaking down complex tasks and using autonomous tools to monitor progress. We're also focused on understanding how carefully chosen language shapes the agent's behavior.